Much like phishing in 2017, Ostrander said the big pulse of emails, phone calls, and headaches never really showed up.
As I've told the council before, you know, when I initially took this job, I thought that from the 10th to the 31st of July was going to be all-consuming for me and that I was going to be dealing with daily issues and problems. And once we started, I realized that things were so well run in the city by now, it was very simple for me.
He credited that simplicity on the various refinements his predecessor, the late Rick Cook, and city staff have developed over the years. More recently, that's meant technology, like adding credit card machines at the city's fee shacks on the beaches. This year, it meant a DipNet app, developed by the city's main tech guy, Dan Castamore. It proved to be a valuable safety tool, getting mass notifications out to the beach in an instant. The council had no shortage of glowing things to say about the app's popular live webcams, phishing updates, and space for ad sales. The report says that was a major goal, promoting Kenai businesses to try and reel in, more of those DipNet dollars. So 2017 was kind of the beta version, a test run. And the city has already brought in the Chamber of Commerce to take over the marketing, Ostrander says.
So last year, I believe we had four or five folks that advertised on the DipNet app. So, you know, we recognized that it was an opportunity, just didn't have enough time really to put it in place next year. So with the relationship that we have with the Chamber, I think this year you'll see that number grow substantially.
But if that means growing the number of visitors, which is to say more traffic on the roads and longer lines at the store, will it raise the ire of the locals? Ostrander says the city is aware of those concerns.
Well, the main thing that the city can do to help out in that regard is continuing to support and run the fishery efficiently. So, you know, moving those massive amounts of people through the fishery as efficiently as possible so that we don't have, you know, issues with traffic control, you know, on bridge access or Cannery Road or on Spruce Street. You know, trying to run it as efficiently as possible so that really the residents don't see or feel the impacts as much as they would if we didn't provide that level of support.
An ongoing project to help some of those traffic concerns will see more work done for next year. The city cleaned up access to the South Beach in 2016, and this year the nearby Dragseth Mansion was sold. Ostrander told the council money from that sale will go toward improvements, hopefully on both sides of the Kenai River, if the city can apply the intended grant.
The language of that grant right now says specifically that it will be used for South Beach improvements. I am working with the state right now to get that language changed so that we could potentially apply some of those improvements to the North Beach. I think it serves the participants of the fishery better, and I also think that it serves the city better just simply because it is so much more heavily utilized than the South Beach.
Looking at the ledger overall, the city came in under budget for the 2017 DipNet season by about $64,000, drawing revenues of more than $500,000. That leaves the city's personal use fishery fund at almost $275,000, up from less than $30,000 just 4 years ago. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.